Hi there. The word for you today is, God is fighting for you. In Luke 19, verse 13, we read, occupy till I come. Now, God has promised you victory in life, whatever it is you're dealing with, victory. Luke 10, 19, Jesus said, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Paul writes, Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then he gives us this list. Shall tribulation, that's trouble, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You say, but the odds against me right now don't look too good. Then, my friend, I suggest that you start to look at God's odds. According to his mathematics in scripture, one can defeat 1,000 enemies, but listen to this, two can defeat 10,000. You say, is that in the Bible? Yep, Deuteronomy 32, verse 30. God loves to take something that looks small and insignificant, multiply it by himself, and bring victory out of it. When God told Gideon he would use him and 300 soldiers to destroy an army of hundreds of thousands, Gideon reminded God that he came from the smallest tribe and the smallest family. But God said, quote, surely I will be with you, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And you know what? One surely from God does away with all our maybes and all our what-ifs. Gideon told his 300 men, when I blow the trumpet, blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. What a picture. Try to get this. When you're swinging your sword on this side, look over your shoulder and you'll see the Lord swinging his sword on the other side, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. You're not alone. God is fighting alongside you today, and you know what? With God on your side, you're going to win.